The median sales price of a home in Q1 of 2024 was over $420,000. I know for many of you, homes sell for way more than that where you live. The great news is that there are plenty of places where you can buy properties with good cash flow in great areas for $100,000 or less. I'm coming out with a free training in a few weeks that's going to teach you exactly what you need to do to invest out of state successfully. And you can watch it at your own pace. In the meantime, I have two free resources that I want you to download today. The first is a remote landlord's toolkit. This toolkit is going to empower you to overcome the concerns that you have about managing rental properties remotely. The second is a creative financing playbook. This is going to provide you with proven strategies to finance your real estate deals. You can find the links to these resources in the description of this episode, or you can go to blackrealestatedialogue.com and hit the resources tab. So be sure to download your free resources today. I mean, it's free, right? You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Download your guys today.
Excuse me. May I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Today we are going to talk about a huge issue. So the issue we're going to talk about today is a survey from Redfin recently stated that 50% of Americans can't afford their rent or mortgage payments. So in this episode, we're going to discuss why this is a problem and how you can avoid it. We're also going to discuss regrets that home buyers have so that you can avoid those regrets too. Lastly, I'm going to share some specific things you can do if you're in this situation right now. So if you are barely affording your mortgage, I'm going to provide some tips and potential solutions. So make sure you check, you stay until the whole episode to check that out. So first, let's check out a clip explaining the sacrifices that people are making simply to pay their rent and mortgage.
49% of Americans are struggling and making sacrifices to make their monthly housing payments. And some of those sacrifices include skipping vacations and working extra hours. Others are more serious, like skipping meals and medical treatments, selling belongings, and dipping into retirement savings. The study actually found a surprising number of millennials who are already dipping into their retirement savings accounts. Of those who are struggling, 20% say they've borrowed money from family or friends to help them get by. Someone who bought their home a few years ago may not be struggling as much because mortgage rates were more like 3% back then, but more recent home buyers are dealing with mortgage rates around 7%. Still, renters may be struggling the most. People dealing with increasing rent prices are still watching their payments go up. According to the Consumer Price Index, rent prices started this year nearly 6% higher than 1 year before. And most of us didn't see a 6% raise in the last year. There is some hope among economists, though, that the Federal Reserve could possibly cut interest rates in June. In the meantime, according to this report, the average American household earns about $30,000 less than what's needed to afford the median price home. And total credit card debt topped $1 trillion in the U.S. for the first time last year.
Now let's talk about why some people find themselves in this situation, because this is a huge problem. So the median home sales price at the beginning of 2020 was $329,000. It reached a peak of $479,000 by the end of 2022. The problem during this time is that for whatever reason, so many people thought this was their only opportunity to buy a house. So what happened is that many people paid more for a property than it was worth and paid more than they could actually afford. When you do that, it's very easy to find yourself in a position where you're struggling to pay your mortgage. And I've said it countless times on this podcast. Never pay more for a property than what it's worth. Never fall into fear of missing out, or FOMO, as they say. Don't ever get into a bidding war. Also, your mortgage as a homeowner should be no more than 30% of your income, preferably your take-home pay, although what's generally accepted is 30% of your gross income. Don't do anything out of desperation because you are going to regret it 9 times out of 10. Now, speaking of regret, according to a survey done last year, more than half of homebuyers felt in over their heads financially since purchasing their home, and almost 2/3 of those homebuyers have struggled to make mortgage payments on time. So clearly there's some truth to what I'm saying. It's very possible to get into a home that you can't actually afford. It's important to make sure that your mortgage expense won't be a burden. You have to protect yourself. And I've said that countless times, and I hope you understand you have to protect yourself. No one's going to look out for you more than yourself. All right. Also, more than 1 in 4 recent homebuyers claim their overall financial situation and their debt burden have gotten worse since purchasing a home. More than half of homebuyers have taken on additional debt to maintain their lifestyle. That's very concerning to me that folks are taking on more debt just to make ends meet. You're buying too much house if you're in this situation, right? So there's two specific regrets that were very concerning to me, and I don't want any of those things to happen to you. 30% of homeowners in this survey said they bought too quickly. The worst thing that you can do after paying more for a property than what it's worth is rushing to buy a property. Everyone online says don't wait to buy real estate and wait. That may not be the best strategy for you if it's going to cause you to rush and overpay for a property. Clever found that 28% of buyers are waiting to enter the current challenging real estate market until rates and prices drop. But many waiting for market dynamics to change are getting impatient. Burdened by years of underbuilding, inventory has been stuck at record low levels, which has increased competition and prices while compelling home buyers to close the deal too early. Now, let me also say, because I want to make sure we have a balanced conversation. If you find an opportunity that is affordable and it's a fair price, then you shouldn't hesitate. It's something that you probably should consider and probably should pursue even further. However, based on what we're learning today, many people are buying a house in the wrong way. Now, if you thought that regret was bad, it gets worse. 23% of buyers felt pressured to make an offer. Don't let anyone pressure you to buy a house. A lot of folks on the internet will make you feel like if you don't buy a house this year, you're going to regret it and you'll never have the opportunity again. I'm here to tell you that is a lie. That's false. It's never a good idea to overpay for a property or to buy a property because an agent, lender, family member, or someone else is pressuring you to do so. You all know I'm an advocate for homeownership. That's what this show is all about. And an advocate for investing. However, it has to make sense for your specific situation. There's actually one more regret that I want to share. 18% of homebuyers in the survey bought sight unseen and regret it. If you don't listen to anything else I say in this episode, please listen to this. Don't ever buy a house sight unseen. Don't ever buy a house without seeing it. Let me say it in a different way so you understand what I'm trying to say. Along with paying more for property than what it's worth, one of the worst things you can do is to buy a house sight unseen. If you are a long distance investor like me, you can use things like FaceTime to walk through a property with the agent. Never just rely on pictures. That is a big mistake. If you're local, you have no excuse. Get up and go see the property for yourself. If you're relocating, travel to the place that you are potentially moving to or buying in and look at some homes in person if you can. Set a weekend aside to do it. It's worth the expense. You need to set your eyes on the property in some way, especially if you're new to real estate. All right. So let's talk about some things that you can do if you can't afford your current housing expense. So if you live in a single family home, one thing you can do is rent a room out in your house on a long-term basis, midterm, or short-term basis. You can also rent your home out on places like PeerSpace for events, photo shoots, podcast interviews, et cetera, and generate some more income. I've booked some podcast spaces on PeerSpace before, and it's been a decent experience. If you have some land, you may want to consider building an accessory dwelling unit, or ADU, as they call it, on your property that you can rent out, or converting your garage if you have one. If you have a basement with an entrance, you may also want to consider renting that out. Now, with the things that I've mentioned, you want to make sure that you understand the local laws and that you are doing things in a lawful manner. The laws are different in different places, so make sure you look into that if you want to explore some of these strategies. So take some time to brainstorm additional ways you can generate some extra income from your house if you are in a position where you're barely affording the mortgage and you just don't want to sell the property right now. I want you to be encouraged and I don't want you to give up, all right? So the main takeaways from this episode are to never overpay for a property. Don't let anyone pressure you to buy real estate if it's not the right time for you, all right? Your time will come It's not now or never. Do it smart, please. You'll thank yourself in the end. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Make sure you leave a rating and review. I would love to give you a shout out. I would love to hear your feedback. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.